It's time for Insure Talk with insurance industry tech geek and Guidewire chief evangelist, Laura Drabik. In this podcast series, we don't just talk about innovative ideas in P&C insurance. We talk with industry trailblazers about the big ideas they made happen and how they did it. If you're looking for insights on the trends and technologies reshaping the industry, an all-new Insure Talk starts now.
Welcome to Insure Talk. My name is Laura Drabik, and I'm the Chief Evangelist at Guidewire. In this episode, I have the privilege of interviewing Charanjit Sagu, Director of Underwriting Innovation for Zurich North America. Charanjit is a seasoned industry leader with more than two decades of experience leveraging disruptive technologies to streamline underwriting processes, improve risk assessment, and enhance the customer experience. The topic of our conversation today, well, it's about the four key technologies transforming commercial lines underwriting in 2024. From macroeconomic headwinds to growing cat and cyber risk to rising customer demands and increasingly aggressive rivals, commercial lines operating models are under pressure. During our discussion, we're going to talk strategies for driving commercial lines underwriting innovation to help carriers protect margins, reduce losses, expand share, and build competitive differentiation in 2024 and beyond. Hello, Charanjit. Welcome to Insure Talk.
Certainly, Laura.
Let's kick things off with you telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and your intriguing role at Zurich North America.
I'm Director of Underwriting Innovation at Zurich North America. In my role, I'm primarily responsible for spearheading the strategic direction and implementation of innovative underwriting solutions across our commercial property and casualty insurance line. So my focus is on leveraging cutting-edge technologies to enhance our underwriting processes, thereby ensuring that we not only meet but exceed evolving needs of our client in this dynamic market. So with experience in data and analytics, business intelligence, and from last 12 years in the insurance sector, I have witnessed firsthand the transformative impact of technology on underwriting. My focus is on embracing change and fostering a culture of innovation within our organization. At Zurich, we are dedicated to staying at the forefront of industry advancement, and my role involves a continuous exploration of emerging technology that can drive efficiency, accuracy, and value in our underwriting practices.
Wow, a culture of innovation and exploration of emerging technology. Really impressive. So Charanjit, according to KPMG, evolving risks and rising competitive pressures are, well, they're putting commercial lines carriers on the cusp of radical transformation. I don't think it's hyperbole. I'd contend that the need for transformation spans every aspect of the underwriting process: product portfolio strategies, pricing, distribution, innovation, customer engagement, and more. Okay, over to you, Charanjit. Do you agree with KPMG's assessment? And if so, where or what do you see as the most significant drivers behind this need for radical transformation?
I wholeheartedly concur with KPMG assessment. The commercial lines insurance sector is indeed on the brink of radical transformation. Traditional risk assessment models are being challenged by emerging risks such as cyber threats, supply chain disruptions, and climate change impacts. So this necessitates a more dynamic and predictive risk evaluation framework. Secondly, I think the competitive pressure in the market are intensifying. With the entry of InsurTech and other non-traditional players, there is a growing need to innovate continually. So this is not just about pricing, but about offering the differentiated product and the services that cater to unique needs of our clients. Lastly, data analytics and artificial intelligence are playing a pivotal role. So the ability to harness and analyzing vast amount of data of risk assessment, pricing, and product offering is becoming the key differentiator in the market. So the need for transformation in commercial lines is not just the necessity, it's imperative. It spans across all aspects of underwriting processes from product development to customer engagement driven by evolving risk, market competition, digital transformation, data analytics, and AI. So as leader in this industry, our ability to adapt in response to these drivers will determine our success in the coming years.
That makes sense. And I want to call out a couple things that you said. Innovate continuously. That should be every carrier's mantra. And also, you're not innovating out of necessity. It's actually an imperative. So well put. Charanjit, commercial lines carriers, they also face mounting pressure stemming from dynamics created within personal lines. So if you look at escalating customer expectations, business customers now expect the same level of convenience and also customization in commercial lines offerings that they experience in their own personal lives. So in habitational and small to mid-market sectors, leaders want automated self-service with real-time quote to buy. Meanwhile, we have agile, tech-forward startups and savvy incumbents rapidly exploiting new technologies, you know, to streamline underwriting processes and launch alternative risk solutions like one of my favorite products, Parametric. Charanjit, where do you see the biggest transformation opportunities and what should commercial lines carriers take into consideration in their initiatives?
So, Laura, you have touched upon a critical aspect of transformation in the commercial line sector. The influence of personal line on customer expectation is indeed profound and cannot be overlooked. So business customers influenced by their experience as consumer are increasingly seeking the same level of convenience, speed, customization in the commercial insurance product also. So one of the most significant transformation opportunity lies in embracing the digitization to meet these evolving customer expectations. By leveraging technologies such as AI, machine learning, we can streamline underwriting, reduce turnaround time, and offer more competitive pricing, all while maintaining underwriting discipline. So in terms of consideration for commercial line carriers, there are several key factors like customer centricity, data and analytics, partnership and ecosystem, regulatory compliance and risk management, how we upskill our employees. Those are factors we can use. So the opportunity for transformation in commercial line are vast, but they require a customer-focused approach, leveraging technology while considering the broader operational, regulatory, and talent implications.
Makes sense. So what are some examples of ways that your team at Zurich has been able to leverage technological advances to drive improvements in performance or efficiency and customer satisfaction against the backdrop of all these evolving challenges?
Yeah. So let me highlight a few key initiatives. One, as I mentioned, we have invested heavily in advanced data and analytics and artificial intelligence. By analyzing our vast data sets, we can identify patterns and trends that are previously undetectable, allowing us to better understand and mitigate risk. The other thing is, so we have developed and implemented automated underwriting tools that's not only increased our underwriting efficiency, but also significantly reduced the quote-to-bind time. Digital customer interface is another one. So recognizing the importance of digital-first experience, we have revamped our customer interfaces, making them more user-friendly and accessible. Our online platform now offers a more seamless and intuitive experience from initial inquiry to policy issuance and servicing. Digital transformation has been instrumental in meeting the evolving expectation of our business customer. I would like to bring one more. With the rising threat of cyber incident, we have developed specialized cyber risk solutions. So these offerings not only provide financial protection, but also include risk prevention and mitigation services, leveraging cybersecurity analytics to help our clients better manage exposures.
So I really like how you brought it back to the business imperative. So for example, you talked about automation, but it's not for the sake of just automating. You brought it back to, well, what we're doing is reducing quote to bind time, which inevitably also improves then customer satisfaction and engagement. So thanks for doing that. At a recent industry event, you zeroed in on four specific technologies, and they are advanced analytics, AI, blockchain. It's one of my favorites, and telematics, another one of my favorites. Well, they're all my favorites that are of a particular importance to commercial lines carriers seeking to transform their operations. Now, we're going to dive into each of these in just a little bit, but give us an overview of why these four technologies are so crucial at this particular moment in time.
Absolutely. So as you said, like for me, those four are my favorite and are indeed pivotal in the current landscape. So let me provide you an overview why each of these technologies is crucial at this juncture. In today's data-driven world, advanced analytics has become indispensable for insurance carriers. It allows us to process and analyze vast amount of data from various sources, providing deeper insight into risk assessment, customer behavior, and market trends. This technology enables more precise risk pricing, tailored product offering, and proactive risk management, which are essential in today's competitive and dynamic market. Second, AI, which is related to advanced data and analytics, is transforming the way we operate in several ways, from automating routine tasks to enhancing decision-making processes. AI is enabling us to be more efficient and effective. So in underwriting, for instance, AI can quickly analyze complex risk scenarios, leading to faster and more accurate underwriting decisions. In claim processing, AI can expedite the claim handling process, so improving customer satisfaction. You mentioned blockchain. Blockchain technology offers immense potential in enhancing transparency transparency, security, and efficiency in insurance operations. So its ability to provide a secure, immutable ledger make it ideal for the claim processing, policy administration, and fraud prevention. Blockchain can streamline the reconciliation process between multiple parties, reduce administrative cost, and enhance trust through its decentralized and transparent nature. So in a sector where trust and the security are paramount, the blockchain stands as a transformative tool. Last but not least, telematic technologies, particularly in commercial auto insurance, is revolutionizing risk assessment and pricing. So by collecting real-time data on vehicles usage, driving behavior, and environmental conditions, telematic enable more accurate and dynamic risk assessment. Additionally, telematic data can provide valuable insight for risk prevention and fleet management for our commercial clients. So these technologies are crucial due to the rapidly evolving nature of risk, the increasing demand for personalized and efficient services, and growing need for operational efficiency and cost effectiveness in insurance industry. By embracing these technologies, commercial line carriers can not only enhance their operational capability, but also provide superior value and service to their clients.
Awesome. Such great information. When we come back after this short break, we'll drill down further on these technologies with Charanjit Sagoot, Director of Underwriting Innovation for Zurich North America. So stay tuned.
Digging InsureTalk with Laura Drabik? Be sure to subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. While you're at it, rate the show on Apple Podcasts and let us know how we're doing. Now, let's get back to the show.
And welcome back to InsureTalk. This is Laura Drabik, and I'm talking with Charanjit Sagoot, Director of Underwriting Innovation for Zurich North America, about four technologies driving commercial lines transformation. So just before the break, we talked about the four technologies that you view as integral to transformation in commercial lines underwriting. And again, they are advanced analytics, AI, blockchain, and telematics. Let's double click on each of these now, starting with advanced analytics. According to McKinsey, carriers leveraging modern data analytics can see loss ratios improve up to 5% through reductions in unexpected claims. Premiums rise as much as 15% through the resolution of underinsured risk. And retention of the most profitable segments can climb as much as 10% relative to peers. Charanjit, what are the advances in analytics proving to be most valuable to Zurich, North America, in terms of efficiencies, product innovation, or just servicing specific industry verticals?
The advances in analytics like machine learning, computer vision, generative AI have indeed been a game changer for us. By leveraging predictive models and sophisticated data analysis tools, we can assess risk more accurately and swiftly. So this has not only improved our loss ratio through the reduction in unexpected claims, but also streamlined our underwriting processes. In claim management, analytics help us in early identification of potential large losses and in fraud detection. So in terms of product innovation, analytics has enabled us to develop more tailored and dynamic insurance products. So by analyzing customer data and market trends, so we can identify the specific need and the gaps in the coverage. For instance, in areas like cyber insurance, where risks are continually changing, analytics provide us with agility to adapt our product accordingly. Third one is servicing specific industry verticals. By analyzing industry-specific data, we can gain a deeper understanding of the unique challenges faced by different sectors. For example, in the construction industry, our use of analytics help of assessing the project-specific risk and in providing targeted risk management advice, which adds significant value to our clients in this sector. So advances in the analytics are enabling us to be more proactive, predictive, and personalized in our approach. So this not only enhances our operational efficiency, but also positions us as a forward-thinking and innovative leader in the commercial insurance space.
Generative and predictive AI, machine learning, computer vision, these and other advanced forms of AI are expected to add up to $1.1 trillion in value for the P&C industry annually. That's just mind-blowing to me. In a modern cloud platform like Guidewire, AI ingests and analyzes internal and external data to help turn a carrier system of record into a system of insight. AI empowers underwriters by delivering the information they need when they need it. And because they're freed from repetitive, low-value tasks, underwriters can focus on higher from value work and product innovation. Charanjit, what have you found to be the best strategies for balancing AI and the human touch in a way that amplifies the value of both?
Our strategy is to view AI as a tool to augment human capability. Augmentation, not replacement. So we use AI to handle routine data-intensive tasks, freeing up our underwriter to focus on more complex, nuanced aspects of their roles. This approach ensures that our underwriter can devote more time to strategic decision-making, relationship building, and product innovation, areas where human insight and experience are irreplaceable. We invest heavily in training and upskilling our workforce to work effectively alongside AI. This includes not only the technical training on how to use AI tools, but also education on interpreting AI output and integrating these insights into their decision-making process. So AI provides data-driven insight and recommendation, but our underwriters have the final say. Especially in the complex or ambiguous cases, this collaborative approach ensures that our decisions are both data-informed and human-centered. We also committed to be ethical and responsible use of AI. This means ensuring that our AI system are transparent, fair, and unbiased. We regularly review and audit our AI models to ensure they adhere to these principles by maintaining ethical standards. So we ensure that our use of AI is aligned with our company values and public trust.
You know, you said so many important nuggets there. I'm just going to dive a little bit deeper. You mentioned that you're upskilling your workforce to train them on how to use AI, and very importantly, how to interpret it. Have you added any new roles around AI, like trainer, auditor, ethicist, anything like that, that helps with what you just mentioned?
Absolutely. For example, in generative AI, we need to have some kind of prompt engineering roles. But those prompt engineering is not only from the AI perspective, but the person should have domain expertise also. So yeah, definitely we are developing those kind of roles, and we are upskilling our employees on that direction so that the interaction with the AI, especially on the generative AI side, our underwriters can provide the domain knowledge because they can validate the generative text out of the AI. So to answer your question, yes, we do have those kind of roles.
Yeah, makes sense. Thanks for sharing. So next up, let's talk about blockchain. Zurich has been at the forefront of blockchain in PNC and is a founding member of the Blockchain Insurance Industry Initiative. By creating a single source of truth, smart contracts built using distributed ledger technology enable tamper-proof real-time data collection, sharing, and analysis between authorized parties. And again, you've touched upon this about the improved security with blockchain. Blockchain helps to reduce inaccuracies, surface fraud attempts, expedite determination of liability, and accelerate time to resolution. And it's already saving the industry more than $2 billion a year. But Charanjit, the examples I just cited skew heavily towards claims operations. Walk us through some ways blockchain is leveraged to transform underwriting.
You're absolutely right in noting the significant impact of blockchain technology in claim operations. However, its transformative potential in underwriting is equally profound. For example, one of the key advantages of blockchain is ability to provide a tamper-proof record. So in underwriting, this translates to more reliable and verifiable data. So we can quickly authenticate the accuracy of the information provided by the clients and the third party. So reducing time and resources typically spent on the data verification. So this is not only like speed up the underwriting process, but also enhances its integrity. Also, blockchain enables the use of smart contracts, which can automatically execute the action when certain conditions are met. So in underwriting, this allows us for its highly customized insurance policies. For example, in commercial lines, so where policy condition can be complex and smart contract can ensure that the coverage term are automatically adjusted based on the predefined triggers, such as changes in the regulatory requirement or the business operations.
Last but not least, let's talk about telematics, the technology behind UBI or usage-based insurance models. So for our listeners, think commercial fleets of trucks or ships, rental cars, buses, taxis, public sector vehicles, tractors, like our own family farm where we use tractors and trailers and more. Telematics technology is used to calculate and price risk based on real-time mileage. And of course, as you said, Charanjit, usage or behavioral data. So this enables commercial lines carriers to increase profitability even while offering lower premiums. The market for telematics is expected to top $280 billion by 2030 with a CAGR of almost 19%. Telematics also enables entirely new coverage models. So for example, tracking shipping containers or models monitoring the temperature and spoilage of transported goods, new mobility as a service offerings, or even event-based triggers for parametric. Chiranjeev, what are some of the more exciting opportunities that you see with telematics?
Some of the most exciting opportunity we see with telematics is dynamic risk pricing. By analyzing the real-time data on vehicles, usage, driving behavior, environmental conditions, we can tailor premium more closely to actual risk profiles. This not only increases profitability, but also fairer pricing as premium are based on actual usage and the risk factor rather than the broad category. Telematics opens the door to innovative insurance models such as pay as you drive or pay how you drive. So these models are particularly appealing in a sector with fluctuating usage patterns like seasonal businesses and companies with varying operational scales. Additionally, telematics enabled development of a new product like parametric insurance, as you mentioned, for transportation, where payout can be triggered by specific events such as delay or deviation in predefined routes. So the opportunities with telematics are vast and varied, from dynamic pricing and the new insurance model to enhanced risk management and support for emerging mobility services. Telematics is not just a tool for risk assessment, it is a catalyst for innovation.
Thanks, Chiranjeev. On the other side of this break, we'll continue the conversation, so don't go anywhere.
Loving InsureTalk with Laura Drabik? For more expert insights and inspiration, subscribe to Laura's email newsletter at drabikdigest.com, your one-stop resource for Laura's latest blog posts, videos, podcasts, articles, and more. That's www.drabikdigest.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And welcome back. This is InsureTalk with Laura Drabik, and we're talking with Chiranjeev Sagu, Director of Underwriting Innovation for Zurich North America. So individually, the technologies we've discussed today, they're exciting on their own, but they're probably even more powerful when they're combined together. How do you see Zurich North America and other insurers harnessing any mix of these technologies to meet the demand for, let's say, automated or even embedded self-service insurance distribution for the appropriate commercial line segment?
Yeah, so Laura, you have highlighted a crucial point. So the convergence of these technologies hold immense potential, especially in the realm of automated and embedded insurance distribution. At Zurich North America, and indeed across the insurance industry, we are actively exploring the way to integrate these technologies to revolutionize our distribution models. For example, like combining AI and advanced analytics for personalized offering, so blockchain for secure, efficient traction. So integrating blockchain into these platforms ensures secure and efficient transaction processing. Distributed ledger technology can facilitate seamless policy issuance and management, with smart contract automating many of the administrative tasks. The concept of embedded insurance also we are exploring. So the leveraging of these technology, insurer can embed insurance offering into the product or services of the partner companies. For example, a commercial equipment manufacturer could offer insurance at point of sales powered by our AI-driven underwriting and blockchain-based policy management system. So in summary, like the synergy of AI, blockchain, telematics, and advanced analytics offer a powerful toolkit for transforming insurance distribution.
Zurich North America has been a wonderful Guidewire customer since 2015. So gosh, it's been almost a decade now. I actually had the privilege of working on your evaluation of Guidewire technology. And what I distinctly remember is that your team made it about the business drivers and then which technology would be able to best support those strategic aspirations. Looking back, can you share with our listeners those strategic aspirations and then what has been achieved by implementing a modern system of insight?
Absolutely. So reflecting on our journey with Guidewire, Zurich North America's strategic aspiration at the time were centered around transforming our operational capabilities, enhancing customer experience, and positioning ourselves for future growth and innovation. So the implementation of a Guidewire, especially the Policy Center, has been instrumental in achieving these goals. Our partnership with Guidewire has been transformative for Zurich North America. We have achieved significant stride in operational efficiency, customer experience, and data driven decision-making, innovation, risk management, and setting the stage for continued growth and the success in dynamic insurance landscape.
That's awesome information to hear. Thank you so much for sharing that. Charanjit, I'm going to switch to a more personal note. In addition to all of your professional accomplishments, you're very active in giving back to your community. You serve as a packager for Feed My Starving Children and as a woodworker for Habitat for Humanity. And within the world of PNC, you served on the Innovation Committee for Rise Professionals, an organization that advances young talent in the insurance industry. How has your drive for innovation in business fueled and been fueled by your efforts to help others?
Thank you, Laura, for highlighting these aspects of my personal and professional life. So I firmly believe that the drive for innovation in the business and the commitment to community service are deeply interconnected. So each fueling and enriching the other in profound ways. So my work in innovation at Zurich North America has always been about creating value, not just for the company or our clients, but for the broader community. This perspective has been a guiding principle in my community involvement, whether it is packaging meals for Feed My Starving Children or crafting homes with Habitat for Humanity. So I approach these efforts with an innovative mindset, constantly seeking more efficient, impactful way to serve. This has taught me that innovation is not confined to the corporate world. It's a powerful tool for the social good too.
Charanjit, thank you so much for your time today and for your incredible insight. You've shown us it's not just about ideas, it's about making ideas happen.
Thank you for having me, Laura.
Tune in next time for an all-new episode of Insure Talk with Laura Drabik, brought to you by Guidewire, the platform PNC insurers trust to engage, innovate, and grow efficiently. For more information, visit guidewire.com.